Chapter 13. And it came to pass after 7 days, that I dreamed a dream in the night. And behold, a wind arose from the sea, stirring up all its waves. And as I watched, I saw that the wind brought up out of the heart of the sea something like the figure of a man. And as I watched, I saw that this man flew with the clouds of heaven. And wherever he turned his face to look, everything under his gaze trembled. And whenever his voice issued from his mouth, all who heard his voice melted as wax melts when it feels fire. After this, as I watched, I saw that an innumerable multitude of people were gathered together from the four winds of heaven to wage war against the man who had come up out of the sea. And as I watched, I saw that he carved out a great mountain for himself and flew upon it. And I tried to see the region or place from which the mountain was carved, but I could not. After this, as I watched, I saw that all who had gathered together to wage war against him were filled with fear, and yet they dared to fight. And when he saw the onrush of the approaching multitude, he neither lifted his hand nor held a spear or any weapon of war. But I saw only how he discharged from his mouth something like a torrent of fire, and from his lips a flaming breath, and from his tongue he poured forth a storm of sparks. All of these were mingled together, the torrent of fire and the flaming breath and the great storm. And they fell upon the onrushing multitude that was prepared to fight, and cremated all of them. So that suddenly, nothing was seen of the innumerable multitude, but only the dust of ashes and the smell of smoke. When I saw it, I was amazed. After this, I saw the man himself come down from the mountain and call to himself another multitude that was peaceable. Then the faces of many men came to him, some of whom were joyful and some sorrowful. Some of them were bound, and some were bringing others as offerings. Then I woke up in great terror and prayed to the Most High and said, "From the beginning, you have shown your servant these wonders and have deemed me worthy to have my prayer heard by you. Now show me the interpretation of this dream also. For as I consider it in my mind, woe to those who survive in those days, and still more dreadful for those who do not survive. For those who do not survive will be sad, because they understand the things that are reserved for the last days, but cannot attain them. But also, woe to those who do survive, and for that very reason. For they will undergo great dangers and much distress, as these dreams attest. Yet, it is better to attain these things, despite incurring peril, than to pass from the world like a cloud, without seeing what will happen in the last days." He answered me and said,
"I will tell you both the interpretation of the vision, and I will also explain to you the things that you have mentioned. As for what you mentioned about those who survive, and concerning those who do not survive, this is the interpretation. At that time, the one responsible for the peril will protect those who fall into peril, that is, those who have works and faith toward the Almighty. Therefore, be assured that those who survive are far more blessed than those who have died. This is the interpretation of the vision. As for the man who you saw come up from the heart of the sea, this is the man whom the Most High has been keeping for many ages, who will himself deliver his creation, and he will direct those who are left. And as for the flaming breath and the storm which you saw discharged from his mouth, and because he, without spear or weapon of war, was destroying the onrushing multitude that came to conquer him, this is the interpretation. The days are coming when the Most High will deliver those who are on the earth, and mental trepidation shall seize the inhabitants of the earth. And they shall plan to make war against one another, city against city, locality against locality, people against people, and kingdom against kingdom. When these things take place, the signs that I showed you before will occur. And then my son will be revealed, whom you saw as a man coming up from the sea. Then, when all the nations hear his voice, everyone without exception shall leave their own lands and their internecine warfare. And they shall unite into an innumerable host as you saw, determined to come and conquer him. But he himself shall stand on the summit of Mount Zion, and Zion, prepared and built, shall come and be made manifest to all, as you saw the mountain carved out without hands. Then he, my son, will reprove the assembled nations for their impiety. This was symbolized by the storm, and will reproach them to their face with their evil thoughts and the torments with which they are to be tortured, which were symbolized by the flames, and will destroy them without effort by means of the law, which was symbolized by the fire. And as for the other multitude, which you saw him gather to himself, the one that was peaceable, these are the 9.5 tribes that were taken away from their own land into exile in the days of King Hoshea, who Shalmaneser, king of the Assyrians, led away into captivity. He transported them across the river, and they were brought into another land. But they formed this plan for themselves, that they would leave the multitude of the nations and go to a more remote region, where no man had ever lived, so that they might at least keep their statutes that they had not kept in their own land. And when they passed through the narrow passages of the Euphrates River, the Most High performed signs for them and stopped the channels of the river until they had crossed over. The way to that region, which is the country called Arzareth, which means another land, required a long track of a year and a half. There they dwelt until the last times. And now, when they are about to come again, the Most High will once again stop the channels of the river, so that they may be able to cross over. This is why you saw the multitude assembled in peace. But the survivors of your people, who reach within my holy borders, will be saved. And it will be when he destroys the multitude of the nations that are gathered together, he will defend the people who remain. And then he will show them many great wonders.
I said, O Lord, Lord, explain this to me. Why did I see the man coming up from the heart of the sea? He said to me,
just as no one can explore or know what is in the depths of the sea, so no one on earth can see my son or those who are with him, except in the time of his day. This is the interpretation of the dream that you saw. And you alone have been enlightened about this, because you have forsaken your own affairs and have applied yourself to mine, and have searched out my law. For you have devoted your life to wisdom and called understanding your mother. Therefore, I have shown you these things, for there is a reward laid up with the Most High. But after 3 more days, I will tell you other things and explain weighty and wondrous matters to you.
Then I continued to walk across the field, exceedingly glorifying and praising the Most High for the wonders that He performs in due season, and because He governs the times and whatever things are produced in these seasons. So I stayed there 3 days.